What time is it? It's Packard Folks at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news.
Hello, everybody. This is Packard Folks at the Midweek Show. This is episode 445, and today we have a special guest interview with Thomas True, the organizer for Gateway to Reason. Hello, Thomas.
Hello. I feel so special now.
You should. You're amongst the best of the best here.
Well, let's not get carried away. But for letting me be here. That's very nice of you.
So you're organizing the Gateway to Reason. Now, we had a little discussion the other day about how you go about naming the conferences. Maybe not all of our listeners know this, and I certainly didn't know this at the time. Would you tell us how you go about naming the conferences?
Gateway to Reason is the name is based upon the location. St. Louis is well known as the Gateway City, Gateway to the West, the Gateway Arches here. So I just felt Gateway to Reason, being that it's a secular conference, seemed to be pretty reasonable. So
the conference is in St. Louis. Now, you were saying the other day, when you were talking about it, when you had the conference in Oklahoma, it was, I forget the name of the conference. What was it in Oklahoma?
I've been to one in Oklahoma several times called Free OK. They're Free Thought Oklahoma. Free Thought,
right.
They just shortened it. So that was kind of a, you know, impetus to try to name it, something to help identify the location. So when people hear the name, they can kind of associate the location. Branding is everything, right, Coca-Cola?
So I guess that Wausau Redneck conference is going to be out of the question then, right?
That's down in the Boot Hill of Missouri. If you're familiar with the shape of Missouri, we have this little part that extends into Arkansas. We call that the Boot Hill, and that's where the Redneck conference will be at. No.
Okay, yeah.
We love the people down there. I actually work down there sometimes at a city called Poplar Bluff, and real nice people. And so I kid because I love you. However, they do wear more camouflage than any place that I've ever been to.
They also have a gigantic baseball there, if I remember correctly, sitting on top of a building down there, not far from the arch.
Yeah, I think you saw that in that movie that played in your head.
No, I actually drove through that way. Actually,
they don't have any roads there. They're all, you know, cable cars.
It's a little area not far from there. It's not far from there. I remember.
I'm trying to tell you, I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, it's a gigantic baseball. You can't miss it.
All right. Hey, that was a swing and a miss.
Yes. But you're right off the conference is right off of Route 66 this year. You're putting on Route 66 because, you know, the old TV show Route 66,
or is it no? I mean, it's the actual highway that it's on. Okay. It's 66, the old one, extends to Los Angeles and goes through St. Louis, Oklahoma City, Tulsa. Where's it go through in New Mexico? Albuquerque, I guess. Arizona.
Okay.
Well, we know this. The Eagle song, standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. What a fine sight to see. They actually have a park downtown that I stopped at last time I was there, where it has that scene recreated there. But,
oh, that's cool.
So a lot of the people in the United States, 66, so if you just hop on that, it'll get you to the conference pretty easily. So
That's good.
Drove that entire route. So if you come, say, oh, I've been by your house.
Yeah.
but yeah, we have a lot of people who are going to be here. It's a 3-day event, July 28th to 30th. So reason we get is it almost never rains during that time. It's warm and people usually have time off or can get time off. Like if there's students and so forth to come. If you have a question.
I do actually have a question. There's a helicopter on the front page there.
Yeah.
You get it. It says here, take a ride around St. Louis with the speaker during the Gateway to Reason and a raffle for a 20-minute flight.
Yep. Yeah. There's a flight taking place. I'm not sure on the, we're going to try to schedule them in the morning because the pilot says that it's easier to fly during that time. It's a little bit cooler. Mm-hmm. What we're going to have is two people will be able to win for each flight. So that'll be 2, 4, 6, 8. Total of 16 people will be able to win a raffle to take a 20-minute air tour by helicopter. This is a jet helicopter around St. Louis.
Like Airwolf?
Loopy loops.
No, it's a lot better than Airwolf. Airwolf was lame compared to this.
Of course, you know why the speaker is going to be on there for the Gateway to Reason. That makes it way better.
No, actually, we're going to get some of those. You got what I said, 16 slots, the 8 slots. So 8 speakers will be able to ride with the two winners, and they'll take the tour. Be able to see like downtown, the Anheuser-Busch Brewery, the Galleria, Forest Park, Botanical Gardens, things of that sort. And, takeoff and landing from right near the conference. So it'll be pretty fun. So if you win, you get a pretty good bargain.
Yeah.
That's an exciting prize. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, even if you didn't get to see the city, you know, getting the helicopter ride, this is a Eurocopter jet helicopter. It seats 5 total. But the people are all going to be in the back seat. And we did the tour the other day. We actually posted a few videos on it. And obviously, it's more fun riding in the helicopter than just seeing the pictures. We actually landed in my backyard the other day. We wanted to make sure that, you know, no matter what, we have a play. That kind of gave my neighbors a cause for pausing.
Well, Tom's moving up in the world. He's got a helicopter.
And of course,
for eggs and milk.
It's not a black helicopter.
And I just said that, well, I just wanted to make sure I could land there if I needed to. Everybody do that?
I put mine on the roof, just saying, you know, then I climbed down, you know, makes getting to work a little easier. Of course, then it doesn't help me putting it on top of my truck and then driving it around, you know, so it makes it hard to
count.
Yeah. I was going to say thank you. Yeah, drones don't count. Thank you for saying that, Thomas.
So Thomas, your impetus for creating this conference?
Well, that's a great question, Tom. Thank you for asking.
That's why I'm here.
It really goes back to a conference that I attended a few years ago where David Silverman spoke, and he said something to the effect of, happen, then you do it. And I said, hey. So I have attended several of these conferences and knew some of the organizers and got to know some of the speakers somewhat, and in a smaller scale, do this on my own. I work for myself and I travel a lot and I have to schedule events. So this is just like what I do normally, blown up about 1,000 times. So I gave myself a lot more time to plan it. So that's basically what I did. I started contacting the speakers because I only, got good support on that. As far as why important that we form, you can come together regularly to get to know each other, share shared experiences, learn new stuff. My background, I used to be really involved in religious stuff. I went to a lot of conventions and conferences, retreats, events when I was a Christian. I used to like evangelize. I actually worked on two different radio stations, one in Oklahoma City and one in Manhattan, Kansas, as a Christian DJ. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot to make up for.
I was going to ask you what, before we get too much further, you just said that you were a Christian. What denomination were you, and what brought you out of religion, by the way? I'm just kind of curious.
Denomination didn't adhere too much to that label. I've been everything from like Pentecostal, Wesleyan, Baptist, just about any church that I thought I liked at the time I'd go to. And so the general label would have been fundamentalist Christian. So, but yeah, that was me.
You kind of basically just went, it's like, I think I feel like I'm going to be Episcopalian this week, stuff like that.
Depending on where I was living at the time, like wherever I lived, just go to that one. Okay. Because unlike with their past histories, I have a family who actually chose to like go to church. It wasn't like pushed on me real hard. So I decided if I wanted to go to church and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't have to worry like some people that, well, you know, you Sunday, whether you like it or not, you know, stuff like that. I always liked it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I wanted to learn as much about reality. That was my motivation. Well, all these people say God is real, blah, blah, blah. We must go to church and find out more about this thing.
Right.
of course, that was a lie.
No. No, really? You don't say.
Spoilers.
You don't say.
I don't say. So, because of that, I also had a good background in all types of science. Anything that had to do with anything from mechanics to chemistry, biology, zoology, astronomy, physics. I just always loved stuff about science. So, I had like these this real good education. Well, for my age and what I performed in, I had a really solid C average. So,
hey, you can become president.
Yeah. Well, that's another conversation. But yeah, I have to see through the veil of religion. So, I guess the real thing for me that kind of pushed it over the edge was the failure of people who believe in God and do God says he will do. Mm-hmm. Truth of God is self-evident every single time that they're asked to do it, or you know, the vast majority of time. So, and it's not like an option. It's like, this is something you're supposed to do. If you see someone in need, you're supposed to help. It's not go do it,
right? That's kind of what I was always told, you know?
And I didn't see that, and I figured, well, that kind of shows that God's kind of lame. So
hey God, why didn't you help fix this guy's tire before I got here?
Hello? And I guess you know, because most of us that have deconverted, as you probably have heard and others have heard, that it's a gradual process. Mm-hmm. And what has like into sharp focus from like a point was when I was driving one time and I said in my mind, which really is the battlefield where God works, fuck you, God.
Mm. Strong words. And your car didn't explode?
Didn't even lose any ear in the tires. So from then on, I knew pretty much that, you know, because, you know, that's where God only exists in our mind. And if we can say to God in our mind, fuck you, and nothing happens, that God's failed.
Yeah, that's definitely a failure for God to, you know, be able to do anything right there. That's it. That's a. I think that's.
Oh,
I'm so happy. I never of the idea that Guy was ever real.
What's that, Tom?
I'm glad I was never come out of pit with the idea that God was ever real. I stopped thinking that there was a God when I stopped thinking there was a Santa Claus.
Okay. You shut up.
Yes. That's what I just said.
Okay, Tom.
Just kidding.
You can always hear my deconversion and Connie's deconversion on our secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, and the introduction.
That's enough to deconvert anybody.
Especially the way we read it.
Make it stop. Make it stop.
Well, I heard this one story in band camp.
One time in band camp.
So the conference is on the
July 28th to 30th.
Yeah. At what time does it start? I mean, is there a specific time it starts, or is it just kind of flow into
there
it?
There is on the website. There's all sorts of information, including the schedule, including how to get tickets. Yeah. There's a link to buy tickets on every page. We go from.
Yeah, short answer. Yeah. Okay, short answer is it starts
8 o'clock.
The doors open at 8 a.m.
Yeah,
so,
8 a.m. The doors open on
Sunday.
It says at noon, lunch break. Is this just go and eat whatever you want, or is you guys are you serving for that day, or
it's a free for all?
It's a free for all. Okay.
Okay. Well, schedule is it pretty much starts at 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday, and Sunday is like everybody an extra hour after Saturday night. I've been to enough of these conferences that I know that people don't always go to bed at 10:30 at night on Saturday.
Wait a minute. I'm not getting my memos. People stay up past 10:30 at night in the. Oh wow. Okay. I'm gonna have to write that down.
Well, I think what they're doing is just like playing solitaire or something. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah. You know what it is? When two people play solitaire, you know what that's called? Cheating.
Cards?
No, it's a joke. Never mind. Like I said, they can't all be gems.
Woohoo.
So you have some pretty big hitters here. You have Phil Ferguson, Aaron Raw. Shelley Chagall and Seth
Aaron Raw.
Aaron Raw, I'm sorry.
Aaron Raw. Yeah.
He killed me. that there are scheduled to appear.
Yeah. I have a pretty good lineup. And like I said, it's just $50 for all 3 days. And that gets you on the pass for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I think I came out with that. That came out to be. $17.33 per day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's $50 for the conference itself. Then.
The general admission. Okay. So we do have a VIP event which is going to go on Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that's going to feature some food. Yay, food! And a comedy show featuring Steve Hill, Keith Lil Jensen, and Brother Sam Singleton. And we're going to have some music afterwards and possibly some additional things that I'm still in the works with. But that 3-hour event with the speakers is just $100. And not only do you get some special entertainment, help sponsor the show, which is vitally important. Because the idea... going forward is to keep the cost down. Paying for the air for the hotel and getting them here, and so we want you to be able to see them, because people literally for just like one or two of these names, it's worth the price that of admission for the entire weekend. So
there's a lot of entertainment value here for the money, honestly. You also have one of the people that you have on your list here is David Fitzgerald. He was a guest on our show a while back, actually.
But he apologized for that.
David is the sweetest guy.
Yes, he is. He's a nice guy.
No, yeah, he's great. He's very supportive and a very nice guy. His new book, which was so big, he had a split into three. So it's like the Holy Trinity of anti-Jesus. he had to write one for the, you know, Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, you know, each book. So, but it's called Mything in Action. I don't have a lisp. It's a Mything in Action.
Oh, that's witty.
It's part of the.
It is. It is very witty.
I thought you said sweaty. I'm sorry.
Okay. Might be that too. Okay, I have.
Well,
a quick
I thought you
question.
Already. I thought you already read it, and that's why you said that.
Okay,
I got sweaty. I just got sweaty looking at the title. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm looking, and I'm just curious. What's this about cosplay costume?
Thank you for bringing that up. Friday night we're gonna have or costume type party. You can dress up whatever you want, you know, and we're going to have like boxes where you can vote for the person that you want to win, and whoever wins, it'll be like a 50-50. What that is, for people who aren't familiar, 50% will be donated, and then the winner will get 50% of that. And you know, so you're encouraged to stuff the ballot, and we'll have the boxes labeled with either a name or the number for the person. And that way you can help raise money for a charity and vote for your favorite person, and they get, you know, hopefully some money if they win. We'll probably have like a first, second, third, something like that. So,
so stuff in the ballot box is definitely encouraged in this instance, right?
And we'll even let you, like, you know, your square pay us, and then we'll give you the cash, and you can put money in that way too. So
okay. Take credit cards.
Yeah, we do take credit cards.
I'll stuff the card right in there. Okay. Give me all the tickets.
So it's not necessarily a cosplay that has to do with reason and skepticism and religion. So I was just kind of curious, how many Bill Nyes do you get? I don't know.
I actually have
Einstein. It's another Einstein.
I actually have a separate question from Connie's there.
But no. Let me stay with her for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, makeup, hair, costumes, lights, noises, sounds, whatever. Lord of the Rings. You know, whatever.
That's so
Space
much.
Space 1999, Star Trek. Oh. You know.
Yes.
You know, what's that? The My Little Pony, whatever you like, you know, it's good.
Yeah. We're real big on costumes and cosplay in my family. So yes, yeah, so just like that is really fun. that's awesome.
So what size audience are you expecting?
So what?
What size audience are you expecting?
Well, if we sell out like we did on the first one, we should have over 500 people.
Wow.
Nice.
That's not counting the speakers. So.
Okay. I have a parallel question to Atheist Rangers there. Speaking of how many people come to the event, how many people come to the event to protest the event? You know, like those. They're the crazy Christians out there with the sign saying, "Oh, God's gonna burn you for not believing in crap like that." You guys get a lot of
Was that the question?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't remember anybody showing up the last one.
No, where these locations are, because you can't just come in because you feel like it. That's not how it works. To get a ticket and come in, and as long as you like aren't like harassing people, you're welcome.
Can you open the garage? I want to come
out. Okay, sure.
Dad? Dad?
Dad? We as professionals here.
Oh, so you don't have, you know, like Ray Comfort showing up and at rallies and things.
Yeah, that's what I meant. They'll show up like outside. And that's what I was kind of getting at. They could like protest outside if they wanted to. Do you have
the lodging kind of see? Yeah, the building is from the outside of that, there's still quite a bit of being behind where that picture was taken. Okay. So if they were to like just protesting, they'd be like right near the road and very far from the entrance.
Okay, so they would be still a ways away, so people could still be able to get into the conference without being hassled.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's
because some of these people can get pretty aggressive. You know, they get right in your face or whatever. And I'm not saying that all people do that. I'm just saying that some people might do that.
As long as they're nice, I'll let them come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to give me money, I'll let them come in. That doesn't mean that they have run of the house just because they give me $50. They can do whatever the hell they want.
True enough.
Now, there's two groups which I'm kind of apprehensive about whether or not I would let them in. I've been contacted by some.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And was a. Who decided not to come because I guess he had a bad experience down, was wanting to come, and he kind of like changed his mind, I guess. Really asked for a reason. I didn't care. When I talked to him after that experience, I got kicked out or told to shut up. He was talking about, he said that he was going to be interested, but there's some other people who have asked, and you know, generally tell them that many of us have come out of a religious, and through that process have had like very negative experiences with our religious adherents, you know, just acting very, very inhumane towards friends and family. Calling his names, being kicked out, you know, that's some of the better stuff. Some have literally been, cut off financially. Some have been physically assaulted. And not to mention that I want to promote diversity and unity in the conference. So I want people to feel welcome, like they're among family. I don't want some, you know, crazy Uncle Joe going, "Hey, what the hell you doing down there? We need to go to church," you know, shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. I was just kind of curious about that.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube /PackardPokeSet on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday.
Have you ever heard of anybody that come down to the conference that may have been was planning on protesting, for example, went inside, paid to get inside, and listened to everything, and then said, you know what, fuck this noise, fuck this noise religion. I'm deconverting tonight or whatever. I'm just was wondering. I mean, because you know, the religious people always have these stories like this. So I was just kind of curious. Have you ever heard anything like that happening there at any of these conferences?
I've been to quite a few conferences. Tom has been to more than me, but I've never heard of that.
Okay, I was just curious. I just wonder if it had ever happened. You know,
technically, I guess you can say if it didn't happen at a conference, but I went to the Christian conferences and. I used to be one of those who would say that if I met an atheist, said, "Oh, well, you're a man of faith. Glad to meet you. It takes more faith to believe in nothing than God."
Oh yeah,
yes. I used to say that. So.
Yeah, that's.
Like at Skepticon a couple of years ago, somebody came down and saw everybody and was like, "Oh, what's?" This conference about as well, and I told him it's called Skepticon. He goes, "Oh, it's a Skeptic conference. That's cool." And I said, "Yeah, it's about skepticism and atheism." And he goes, "Atheism? Well, that's just the most ridiculous thing. What?" And just got all angry. Like, dude,
here. I don't usually give you these way, but here, have a pot brownie. You need one more than I do.
Of Skepticon, I would always stay across the street at the hotel there because it's a little bit cheaper. The Conoco that's right next to there, the guy who worked at the gas station there, he saw that, and I told him what was going on. He said, "Wow, that's really cool." I said, "You should come on over. It's free." And, I think there are nine. I've been going to seven of these, and I always wear my stuff when I'm there in Springfield, like if I'm going to a restaurant or a store, or I've gotten so many, that's so cool. I almost never get any negative comments about it. Of course, maybe they're too afraid to say something, but I have gotten quite a few positive ones, and that's why I always try to wear my atheist gear out in public, because then I'll get somebody who will make a comment about, "Oh, I like that. Oh, that's neat." So that's part of the mission, is to make us more visible, more positive. Because if people know that atheists are here doing stuff in your community, nice, assemble, whatever, that'll help them to, change their ideas of what it means. Because really the only ideas they get about atheists are usually from their pastors who
Pat Robertson.
Or they say they're eating babies, although they are quite delicious.
What they say. Pig fucking goat herders.
Yeah, that too. That too. I've never talked to pig goat herders. So.
And we have no morals, apparently.
Yeah. Myself, when I go, I don't have it on right now, but on my work shirt, I have an atheist A on my work shirt. And I always, I wear it like all the time. The last place I worked at, they made me sign a form saying if somebody complained, I'd have to take it off. Like, somebody was they gave this example, though, somebody had the little baby's feet, like the fetus feet, saying because they thought this was because of their beliefs that abortion should be illegal or whatever. So I had to sign some of the books. So I had to sign the stupid document saying, hey, because of this reason, if somebody complains about your atheist A, you have to remove it. I'm thinking, fuck. I was thinking, you're fucking so full of shit. I was waiting for somebody to complain so I could just take them to court, because there's no reason why they should. If so, wear a cross.
I got written up this one.
You got written up over that too?
Play for John. Some I made and put it in my cubicle, and I got complaints about that.
What did you put in your cubicle? You cut out. I apologize. One more time, please.
I was saying I had from John Lennon's song Imagine There's No Religion, and I made a copy and put that in my cubicle, and someone complained about that, and I had to take it down. I said, here who have had Jesus shit all over their desks, and they're allowed to do that, but they can't have a piece of paper that says imagine no religion.
If you want, I'm sorry.
The answer was if you want to take it down, you know, let us know, and we'll take it down. So fucking cubicle here in the, you know, like 400 people and ones to take down. Why don't you just make a policy? No religious shit.
Yeah. No, exactly. Both sides. Just say gladly nothing.
Both sides. Yeah.
I'm looking at the accommodations that you've got and the lodging and
lodging.
Yeah, it's really reasonable. I've got some really good deals here. This looks like a really fun conference. And I like to, again, I don't want it to be
a package is that we can't in person to both nights. I also pay for your breakfast for 2 days. Your VIP gets you the dinner for that night. So you just have to pay for snacks and drinks and your lunch on 2 days. Let's see. It also gets you a couple of raffle tickets for the helicopter ride.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's all included in that that two person one, and the there's like two. You have like two of them here. You have one for one person, and that's included in that flight. As I recall you saying, the raffle is for included in that price, and then the two person combo, which is a better price deal, overall, and that's also included on that. So that's kind of cool that the helicopter flight raffles on that as well.
Yeah, the two person one gets you 6 tickets and the one person one gets you 2. So I think when I calculated this, I forgot to calculate the additional the raffles, but it's in there. So but I mean it's a whole lot. I mean $70, but that's a night of drinking, maybe 2, you know, depending on how much you drink. So I mean that's worth something.
Just a compliment. I'm not a huge feminist, like I'm not militant about it, but I'm loving how many women that you have representing on panels, because people usually complain that atheism and these things are just sausage fests. And I go, well, first of all, I don't see it that way, but I'm really encouraged by how your panels are really diverse and there's so many interesting people. I think it's really I wish I was going. So pretty awesome.
I know they have plane flights from SeaTac, so you can hop on that. You can land here in St. Louis. We have Uber here, so you can use that app here. So
Uber.
Steps, save your quarters, get on a plane, call Uber, you're here.
Well, see, I want to win that cosplay.
You can go back to the kitchen.
Connie could win the cosplay. Connie could win that cosplay hands down. She's got an art.
She got my joke.
Anyway, one last thing before
make
we go.
A sandwich,
One last thing before we go. One last thing to go to for Thomas. We do this thing on our show. It's called the True or Troll. And it's called True or Troll. We read a headline and
I win. even if it's wrong, if I say it.
I read a headline and you have to determine if the headline if the story is real or if it's a fake headline just by the headline. Mm-hmm. Now here's the first headline.
Well, I probably have an unfair advantage because I actually used to write headlines. Right. Always true headlines.
All right. Is this a true story?
Stop taking my name in vain.
Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline? Cops bust plot to steal corpse of legendary automaker and hold it hostage. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True headline.
You think that's a true?
Yes.
Okay, anybody else? What do you guys think? Anybody else think the true or troll?
Troll.
Who said troll?
Me.
Okay, Atheist Stranger says troll. Connie says you say what?
True.
Okay, we've got two truths and one troll. Tom's all muted there, so I think he's probably dealing with his daughter.
Sorry, so. No wonder nobody's been responding to me. Oh, yapping away, going, ignoring me.
No, we do that.
You were muted the whole time. Sorry, I didn't talk to you. I thought you were dealing with your daughter. I'm sorry, Tom. I would have said something sooner. Do you think the headline's a headline troll. Or a troll headline?
I forgot now.
They're split.
Troll. He,
repeat the thing.
All right, I'll repeat it one more time.
No,
he's a troll. Okay, he's a troll.
We got trolled. We got two trolls, one troll. Actually, it's true. This is what comes from the. It comes from CBS, NBC.
I should have excluded myself. I read it.
Okay, which one? Is it CBS or NBC? It makes a big difference.
It was NBC. NBC. Okay.
Oh, this with the CBS in.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Is this on? Hello?
All right. Yes. It's on. Okay. All right.
What? There's more?
Yeah. I got one more. I'm going to give you one more
what
here.
If we tie? I want to win.
the good feeling that you're right.
Yeah,
pretty much
stop it. Now. I'm winning right now. We can stop now. It'll be perfect.
I gotta say.
Well, you know how political correctness there are no losers.
I have to show it with a woman though, but you know.
You're so lucky.
Oh yeah, that's it. I'm lucky. I'm lucky I only got you to share it with.
Well, I could be wrong next time. It could be the only you could rise to the top. Et tu, Brute.
Just like the what's that? The dough rises to the top.
Cream. Never mind.
I think we're both right, to be honest. Maybe we're both right. I don't know. Ask away.
Here's the second headline. Benny Hinn carefully applies not of this world sticker to Ferrari. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
Sure, that's Andrew. Troll.
It's Ferrari.
All right. Who says true? You say, what do you say there, Thomas?
Troll.
Okay, I'm sure he has a Ferrari. I don't know if he put a sticker on it though.
Troll.
Put a Jesus fish.
Who says troll?
Are we going to discuss this or give an answer? No, I didn't know it was like community answers.
We sometimes we just discuss it a little bit, but I just want to get to the
answer only.
Thank you. I think that's a troll.
CDE.
Did anybody say it's true? No, as everybody says troll. All right, everybody's correct. It is a troll. It's from the Babylon Bee. It's a Christian website. It's a parody of a Christian website news.
All right, so we need another one then.
All right. Well, all right. Fine. We'll do one more. Pastor Fiery.
What's your name? The woman that I'm tied with.
Oh, Connie. I'm Practical Magic.
Connie.
I'm,
okay. I should remember that. That's my grandmother's name.
Just
her and me. Well, that's not a real name. You know, it's just the name everybody called her.
God.
No, I mean that's absolutely the truth. Everyone called
that's
her
true?
Connie. Or, yeah.
That's her funny. Name,
and true, and everybody called her Connie.
Well, that's cool.
Okay.
And my grandfather was Sylvester Raymond True, and everyone called him Dusty.
That's because cool
that's
name.
How they met. That's how they met. They used fake names when they met, and they just kept them.
Now I'm imagining some like 1920s or 30s, like
that time,
Time. Okay, I've got.
So anyway,
all right, we got one. All right, we'll go one more here. Biblical list of requirements for pastors amended to include Hebrew tattoos. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
Connie says true.
That doesn't have enough in it to make sense. I had to say that's troll.
I'm gonna go with true.
Yeah, me too.
Troll. Thomas got it right.
Yeah.
There you go, Thomas.
Thomas got a three.
Here's the trick.
What's the trick?
Here's the trick to figure out headlines. they have to have enough characters in it to say something about what the actual story is about. The matter of fact, in writing the headline, you try real hard to use alliteration, like, or
okay,
like there was this one thing that they had a tax lien that was given back to Pepsi, and I the headline I wrote is "County Pops for Pepsi's you know, like that, you know, Pepsi Pop, you know,
right, all that kind of, yes, yeah."
So headlines try to be a little funny, you know, to catch your eyes,
but with just enough information.
And I'm the winner, so I get to say the prayer.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. Well, this is the best thing I've won all hour.
All right.
I just want to say, of all the podcasts I've ever been on, this has been one of them.
Oh, well, we're sure to have you back as soon as we can.
It's been all really right, great talking with
you. I'm headed your way, Packard. I'm going to be this weekend. I'm going to be up in Dixon, Illinois, doing my pet photography. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's, I'm Illinois up. Illinois is way south of me. That's at least an 8-hour drive.
Well, we can meet halfway.
So,
and Packard.
And have a,
what's that, Tom?
Packard.
I say, you know, make sure everyone knows the website for Packard the conference, Park. Gateway to Reason.
Oh yeah, the Gateway to Reason. Gateway to Reason. Go to gatewaytoreason.com. Then you can find out all the information if you were unable to hear because of, you know, Google Hangouts has a tendency to muddle half of the crap that we talk about. Go to Gateway. There'll be a link in the title below here on YouTube.
And also add a description, and I'll send you the link. I did on the last Gateway to Reason, I interviewed several people. So to talk about that specific conference.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, send me. Yeah, there'll be a link for that too. Tom will send me the link. For those interviews as well, we'll put all those.
And if you do some searching around the website, you might see a picture of Tom Leeds on there too.
Yeah,
a couple of pictures.
Yeah,
at least.
It was pretty cool. Matt Dillahunty did a magic trick. He's like, I need a volunteer. He's like, oh, Tom.
it was so good it made you disappear for. Made you disappear for most of the show. Yeah.
Okay. Get out the right.
Keep it current. Oh, and by the way,
yes,
we overbook. We will not drag you out of the conference.
Yeah.
Now you know the real reason why they don't allow guns on planes.
Yeah. Right. And you're grounded the plane.
Defend yourself from the staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. All
righty. Well, again, go to the Gateway to Reason. It'll be Holiday
Inn. 28th to 30th.
So make sure you can get there if you can. And then you can
thank you, Thomas.
If you can't, ask your mommy or daddy to take you.
Right. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And we'll see you on Friday at 9 o'clock. See you then. Good night, everybody.
Everyone stand for the Packer Pokes as national anthem.
Good night.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, lovely. Good night.
That'd work for the animals.
And that's a wrap.